T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday afternoon. Congratulations, we have made it. Self high fives all the way around. So, there's going to be an event in Charlottesville. There's going to be an event of some sort in D.C. And frankly, the question is, what will they be? Right? I mean, seriously, at the end of the day, what will they be? Charlottesville last year was a disgusting series of events. I remember leading up to the events of last year in Charlottesville, talking on the air, and I had some folks telling me, Jeff, listen, we're going to go to Charlottesville because this is about... it's about Southern heritage, and we're defending monuments and parks. And I warned them. I said, don't do it. Don't do it. Why shouldn't we do it? We're in do you hate those monuments? I said, no, I don't. Do you think they ought to be torn down? I said, no, I don't. Well, then you should come. I said, no. And I said, you shouldn't go other, and here's why. Because the people who are gathering in Charlottesville are not people you want to be associated with. At the end of the day, you don't want to be with them. They're bad people. And if you remember, after all this stuff happened in Charlottesville, President Trump said, you know, there are good people on both sides. And he was attacked for that. And you have to go back and say, well, the president was clearly not talking about the racist, knuckle-dragging, booger-eating morons that were there. He was talking about some of those folks, clueless perhaps, maybe willfully clueless, that had called me during the week saying, well, no, we're just going to go because we want to support those monuments. I've never heard anybody speak on behalf of or in favor of these racist thugs that were out there. And so my hope is this year it's clearer and it's easier for good people to look at this and go, no, we don't want to be any part of this. So on the one hand, you will have some of the racist contingent out there. There's no question they'll be there. How many will be there? That I don't know. And you will also have the Antifa thugs who are every bit as thuggish as the Klansmen and the neo-Nazis. Here's what I know is not going to happen at these protests. There's not going to be a spontaneous Mensa chapter formation. That's for sure. So you will have, on the one hand, the knuckle-dragging idiots of Antifa. And on the other hand, you will have the knuckle-dragging idiots of the neo-Nazi movement. And stuck in between them are going to be more than 1,000 law enforcement professionals who, frankly, would rather be at home with their families, who, frankly, ought to be at home with their families, but they will be there. And they will be on guard and on duty to make sure that each collection of nitwits, each of whom is voicing terrible things, is allowed to speak freely. And that actually is a wonderful thing. I can tell you right now, if you spoke with the law enforcement officers who are going to be deployed there, you're not going to find any of them siding with this one or the other one. They're there to make sure that everybody's rights are respected. And in doing so, they place themselves in harm's way. And in doing so, they sacrifice time with their family. Now, here's what bothers me the most about a certain part of this. And that is the ungrateful, spoiled, petulant little children at University of Virginia who are complaining, whining, moaning because Virginia State Troopers are being housed in their dorms. I shared that with you yesterday. Now, first of all, children, I can assure you it is no great thrill for anyone over the age of 22 to be forced to spend any time inside of a college dorm room. Number two, you don't own those dorms. The taxpayers own those dorms. I'll tell you, if I were members of the state police who had been deployed there, I don't know, I might actually be upset that we're staying in dorms. Maybe if I were the superintendent of the state police, I'd get everybody a luxury hotel room, make sure it had a pool and a nice buffet in the morning, and maybe a masseuse on duty at the end of the day, and a sauna. You definitely need a sauna. Well, no, that's not true. We don't need a sauna right about now. Maybe after October we could use a sauna. But those troopers are going to be there in rather sparse surroundings because that's what their job is. And the children at UVA, and I really don't mean to sound like some old fart, some cranky ogre yelling at you to get off the lawn, but I'm telling you, kids, you just need to keep your yap shut on this one. But do you think there's anything that's going to happen? I'm not going to Charlottesville this weekend. And I'm not going to go to D.C. on Sunday. Now, we've actually got the senior junior, Mr. Katz, and I are kind of wrapping up this whirlwind college tour we've been doing. Tomorrow is our final scheduled event. And we are headed up to D.C. We're going to go to Georgetown. But we're not going to stay over. I had thought about staying over. And we're not. We're just going to spend the day there. We'll go to Georgetown, and then not sure where we're going after that, to tell you the truth. I want to go to the Spy Museum, because I've never been to the Spy Museum. And he's not necessarily thrilled about that. And then I thought, well, maybe we can get over to Arlington and also visit the DEA headquarters. They've got a great museum there, the DEA Museum. But I don't know. I guess my point is I don't know exactly what's going to happen, but we're not going to be there on Sunday when the protests in D.C. are supposed to happen. And it's going to be a similar event in D.C., right? You'll have a handful of idiots on the one hand who would like to tell you all of their bigoted racist views. And on the other hand, you may or may not have some decent people saying, hey, we're not in favor of that. But I'll tell you what you will have, without question, you will have another contingent of thugs from Antifa. And my philosophy, not that anybody has asked me for my thoughts on this, believe me when I tell you, no one has asked me about my thoughts on this, but I'll offer it to you. Anybody on either side that gets out of hand needs to be cuffed and stuffed. Thank you very much. Take a number. You got to go. I hope there's not going to be any leeway. I want them to be able to speak freely. Make no mistake. And those people who are spouting crap with which I disagree, and again, it insults me as a legitimate conservative to hear anybody say, well, this is the Unite the Right rally. And you notice who's doing that, of course. The real reporters, the serious journalists who have such utter contempt for anyone who is a conservative anyway. They're the ones who are pimping the idea that somehow these rallies are Unite the Right. They're reveling in being able to use that term. But there are no mainstream conservatives associated with this. There are no thinking conservatives associated with this. Nor should there be. You have, on the one hand, a group of racists and bigots and thugs. And on the other hand, you have a collection of racists and bigots and thugs. No, I mean, think about it. The one group says, black people are inferior. and then is ready to engage in violence. The other group says white people are inferior, and then they're ready to engage in violence. There is no difference, let me be clear on this, between the thugs of Antifa and the thugs of all these neo-Nazi movements. There's no difference. They're equally as stupid. They're equally as thuggish. Neither side is worthy of more than a few seconds worth of attention. And neither side, in my opinion, should be cut any slack this weekend. Because I think both groups are dangerous. And I think they're filled with vile, ugly people. And again, I salute police officers, state troopers, FBI agents, everybody who's going to be out there defending and protecting these folks. God bless them. Because as ugly as the thoughts are, as vile as the speech is, that is protected speech. And we do have to protect, because if we are not protecting vile, ugly speech, then we're going down a very slippery slope. It's easy to say, well, we can't protect this because it's very objectionable. No, it's exactly why you have to protect it. Difficult, isn't it? Yeah. You want to grab a piece of this one? Let's talk a little bit about it. 345-1140. 345-1140. You can use email, of course, jeffkatzshow@AOL.com. jeffkatzshow@AOL.com. If you want to hit me up on Facebook, love to talk to you on Facebook. You're looking for Radio Katz on Facebook. RadioKatz. Radio Katz on Facebook. Do you think anything is going to happen? Tell me what your sense is. What do you think of these events? Is anybody actually going to Charlottesville? Remember, like I said, last year, there were people trying to tell me, oh, yeah, we're going to go because it's just all about heritage. And I warned people. I tried to warn people about the racist element that was going to be there. Some people didn't listen. Some people went and were rudely surprised at who really showed up. Thomas is in Richmond. Thomas, welcome to News Radio WRVA.
Hey, how's it going, Jeff?
Fine, thanks.
And yes, everyone should stay away from Charlottesville this weekend, and there aren't any conservative groups that are going to be in Charlottesville. These groups are alt-right. The alt and alt-right stands for alternative. Jason Kessler is a Democratic Socialist. Richard Spencer is the guy that organized Occupy Wall Street for Obama. They're all Democrats. And if you put four Democrats in a room together, you're going to have a fight.
Hmm. Well, I don't know what the political persuasion is of any of these guys. To be perfectly blunt, I really don't know. I do know that the racist crap that they're spewing is something I can definitely live without. Definitely get along without that. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.